Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our weekly visit with Jill Schlesinger. Jill, of course, is brought to you this time, as she is every week, by Asset Strategies at assetstrats.com. So there's this thing that I found online years ago from the Federal Reserve of Minneapolis, and it's a CPI calculator.
Love that.
Do you love that thing?
Oh, my God. I do use the one from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but I could not have more fun than playing with that.
But what you do is you put in, let's say, 1962, here's what X cost.
Correct.
What would it cost today based on inflation? And you kind of played with that a little bit in your most recent piece, at Jill on Money.
Yeah. $1,000 50 years. You know, this is why. Because when I say things like, you know, the annual inflation rate, you know, basically is average something around 3% annually.
Oh, sounds no
like
big deal.
Big, yeah, no big deal. Biggie. So then I say, okay, 50 years ago, that means $1,000 50 years ago, you need about $7,200 today. Now that sounds like a lot. By the way, this is also the key as to why when your parents tell you about, we bought our house for $50,000 50 years ago, you can say to yourself, oh, it's not because houses are so great. It's just because of inflation. And so I will say this, that
what?
We haven't really worried about inflation over the last 10 years or so. It's just bubbling back up. And it's not a bad thing. We have to have some inflation. It's good for the economy. It's just how much we have and how you react to it. That's another thing.
Well, and as you point out, the opposite of that is not what you want, and that's deflation.
Yeah, that's real bad. I should also say this, that, you know, as much as people have said, oh, my God, the Fed policies, they're going to create inflation, they really never did. So these people, they're called inflation hawks, people like Paul Ryan, who ran around saying, oh, you know, I'm going to learn you what you know about inflation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we never got inflation because of the Fed actions, because we had this horrible recession. But that said, we're starting to get a little bit now. We're at a 14-month high. And you're going to see gas prices, you know, as the most obvious example of that. But prices are rising for lots of other things. And that may be why you're not feeling like, woo, I'm feeling flush
right
after that tax increase.
Right. All because you just spent it in your gas tanks.
Probably. I mean, and a lot of other things.
Well,
anyway,
true. Yeah.
So look, don't get too freaked out about it. It's nothing. There's nothing horrible that's going on. It's just that you've got to recognize that that may be one reason why you're not feeling as good. And, you know, I love this economist. He's a guy from Philadelphia, and he sent me a note, and he said, look, when you kind of take a look at most the average American, you say, wow, costs, consumer costs, the things we spend money on, up by about 2.4% over the year.
Sure.
Hourly earnings up 2.6%. So no wonder people are not going out and spending like crazy in the economy. They also, as we said, or they're not really used to having that extra money in their paycheck from their
tax cut. Yeah.
And now that they have it, and it's going maybe to the pump or other places.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Show me the money. It's
Show
gone.
Me my cut.
I spent it.
You know, darn it.
You're right, though. Let's go back to like 1978, 79, 80. I don't know if you were around at that time. But
yes, I was alive.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you still are.
Yeah.
But no, the thing was, you were getting inflation of like 12%, 13%, 14%.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, Paul Volcker at the time, basically raised interest rates. I mean, you'd be better off buying a house on a MasterCard.
Yeah.
I mean,
with
interest.
But you know what's funny? In that time, what you'll often hear people is they'll be wistful. Oh, remember my CDs? I loved my 14% CDs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Well, that's when inflation was 16%. So you didn't really, you know what I mean? So that's the difference, is you have to take the totality of the whole picture. Right now, we are seeing prices start to bubble up. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not runaway inflation at all. But you're not crazy if you feel like you don't have as much money as you thought you'd have 5 months into the year.
But then again, you know, maybe this Saturday you could tune in Jill Schlesinger and maybe she'd give you some hints how to get a better return, which would certainly benefit you in the long run.
Oh, yes, exactly. By the way, thank you to your listeners.
What?
We won a Gracie Award for our radio show.
Congratulations.
And we're going to go scoop that up next week.
Well, good for you. Hey, congratulations, Jill.
It's all because of the listeners.
Okay. Anytime, by the way, you can get a hold of Jill at JillOnMoney.com. You can email her. You can call the show. It's all there. JillOnMoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.